It's a reading from Matthew 18, 1-5, 10, and 12-14. The disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbled himself like this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name, receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that, in heaven, their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the hills and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." This episode occurs just after the occasion when Jesus told Peter to give the tax collectors the shekel from the fish's mouth, for both Jesus and Peter. The disciples were perhaps concerned that Peter could be considered more important than they, hence the question. It shows that they have no real comprehension of what the kingdom of heaven is. Jesus tells them to turn, he says, "unless you turn." In other words, they are facing the wrong way if they wish to enter the kingdom. Their ideas must change from seeking high places in this world to that of seeking lowly places where they could serve others. We must also turn to the way of Jesus, who made himself the least as he was crucified on the cross of shame to serve us all. Our backs are turned on the kingdom and on contentment when we are self-important, proud, self-seeking. Happiness and the door to the kingdom is through the little gate. We are to hold a ladder of blessing so that others may climb through that gate. All children are born with innocence, but they are also born with original sin and so are in need of redemption. Everything they are to know has to be learned from others, except that innate innocence and modesty with which every child is born. A child has the qualities of wonder, humility, dependence, and trust, and can also be inspired by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. One of the reasons why it is so important that each child should be born into a loving family is to receive guidance, for it is here that they grow in spiritual life. The family members can learn from a child as they learn good, and sometimes, unfortunately, the bad from each other. Here, however, Jesus is also referring to the followers newly born into faith in him, the new Christians, the children, for the Jews use the word child or sons and daughters for those who have just begun to believe. If we, who proclaim Christ, and at the same time are not being Christ-like to our contemporaries, then we are failing in our vocation to spread the good news and are giving scandal to many. We harm those who are new to the faith and those whose understanding of the teaching of our Lord may not be profound. So we, ideally, create a loving family round those who are interested in our faith. We lose these qualities if we listen to and copy others in their immorality, giving scandal and grief to those who wish to join us. And our guardian angels daily offer prayers to God on our behalf, for they see him face to face. Jesus then goes from speaking of the little child to talking of lost sheep, who are to him as little children. A small child's lack of knowledge of the world can be compared with our lack of knowledge of the love God has for us. If a man has 100 sheep, then he has the perfect number. The man referred to in this reading is God, who created man, and who also created the heavenly host. The one sheep that was lost refers to the human race, for Jesus goes on to say that the 99 were left on the hills, which means the heavenly host. His perfect creation, the 100, had been broken. He goes to seek the one that was lost, which Jesus did for his Father. The Lord found the sheep when he restored man, and there is greater rejoicing over the salvation of man than there is in the creation of angels. There are many of us who do not commit grave sins, maybe, but are content with our uneventful lives, committing small misdemeanors, but who are not in too much of a hurry to offer ourselves and our gifts and talents to others. We put ourselves down, and that is self-abasement, rather than seeing humility as dependence on God. And there are those of us who have lived evil lives and who are filled with compunction and remorse when we realize what dreadful acts we have done. How much more enthusiastic we are when we return to God, full of expectation and contrition, with a commitment to make amends. Then there will be greater rejoicing in heaven over the lost lamb carried by the Good Shepherd, God rejoicing over his lost one, rather than for the faithful but only unenthusiastic sheep. We can focus on those lost little ones by our friendship and compassion, by our understanding and lack of condemnation, not for the sin but for the sinners, by our welcoming attitude, not just once but on all occasions. We can rejoice over cultural differences. We can embrace those who have been called the great unwashed, the marginalized and the rejected, the sad and the lonely, the physically disfigured and the mentally sick. How much there is to do and learn when we look to the Good Shepherd. I have heard it said that in some parts of the world, if a lamb was lost and strayed, the shepherd used to break one of its legs when he found it, so that it did not stray again. But it was then lifted up and carried on the shoulders of the shepherd himself.